I want you to meet some people who have a heart for Africa. 140 years ago, David Livingstone heard a missionary say, "I have often seen the smoke of 1,000 villages where no missionary has ever been." From that moment, Africa beckoned David Livingstone on with irresistible power, and thousands of missionaries and national workers have followed him. On this visit, I want you to meet one of these people who is working in Africa. And also, I want you to hear two of the Every Home for Christ staff who have recently been overseas to Africa. Africa has suffered from disease, famine, war and poverty. AIDS is killing tens of thousands of Africans. Last year, we wrote and talked famines with people mixing sawdust with their food to make it more bulky. And yet, with all of Africa's pain, there is joy. Nearly half of all Africans call themselves Christians. But with some 500 million people in Africa, still the challenge of Africa is the same as the challenge that beckoned David Livingstone to Africa. There is still the smoke of 1,000 villages where no missionary has ever been. With multiplied thousands of people who have never once heard a gospel message. The first person I want you to meet lives in Africa. He is the Every Home for Christ Regional Director for Southern Africa. He is Henny Hennekom.
It is such a joy for me to share with you here from South Africa, Pretoria, South Africa, on what God's doing in the continent of Africa. I'm Henny Hennekom. I'm the Regional Director for Every Home for Christ in Anglo-Africa. That's all the English and Portuguese-speaking nations in Africa. In total, 28 nations. And I'm so glad this morning just to share with you a little bit of what God's doing in our continent, and especially for those who are going to listen to us and the supporters that we are ministering to today. So I want to start off by saying that God is so good in Africa. God gave me a vision a couple of years back that Africa will become a continent of light. And there's no doubt, if I look at what's happening in Africa at this point in time, it is clear that God's promises is getting through at this time. So I want to share with you from our EHC, Every Home for Christ perspective, our ministry. And I've got in my hand our annual report. Once a year, I prepare a report for our donors and for our prayer partners. And on the front cover of our report is an amazing statistic that I want to share with you during the course of this broadcast. 746,647 people came to Christ in Anglo-Africa in one year. And I want you to listen to this carefully. 746,647 people came to Christ in our region in one single year. This is awesome, and I want you to rejoice with me for this wonderful harvest that God is allowing us to be part of at this point in time. Well, how is this possible? You know, in our region, we focus on taking the gospel to every home. We focus on equipping the local people. That's our focus. Our focus is to equip the local people all over these nations and come alongside them, empower them to get the gospel of Jesus to every home and to every family unit. This is the core business that we are busy with at this time. In order to reach so many people, in order for so many people to come to the Lord, more than 700,000 people in one single year. And I want you to clearly listen to me. More than 740,000 people came to the Lord. And I want to give you the secret today. And this is that we've got a working team. We call it the frontline staff of more than 9,815 pioneer missionaries that we have equipped over the last couple of years to get the gospel to the people and to the family units. So I thank the Lord for these people. And our strategy is very clear and is very simple. And that is to equip the local people, the local churches, the indigenous churches, to equip them and empower them and come alongside them to take the gospel to where the people are. That's the best strategy in the world today, to take the gospel where the people are. So what we have done in Anglo Africa, we have embarked on a journey of equipping local people, equipping pastors and churches to take on ownership of the Great Commission, and then to take the gospel of Jesus in a clear format, the clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus to these families and homes in a very systematic and monitorable way. And I want to pay tribute today to those people that are working with us. As I said to you, that 9,815 pioneer missionaries, these are our foot soldiers. These are the people that are doing it. These are our workers that we equip and train and mobilize. And we give them the tools, we give them the strategy, we give them the plan to go to these areas that are totally avoided and neglected. We are serving the Lord in 28 African nations. As I said, that it's all the English and Portuguese speaking nations in Africa, including the island, the biggest island in the world population wise, and that's the island of Madagascar. So these are the 28 nations. What we have done is we have done some research, and God has showed us exactly where are the people that needs to be reached. We call these people the neglected and avoided peoples of these countries. So our focus is very clear. Our focus is to take the gospel of Jesus to every home, to every family unit, to present it in the most effective way possible, and then to lead them to Christ, and then to follow them up. Because without follow-up and without discipleship, every evangelism effort will be in vain in total. So our focus is very much not on only taking people to Christ and leading people to Christ, but also to follow them up and to bring them into churches and to also plant churches. So our main focus is to come alongside the indigenous churches. And that's one of the main things that I want to share with you today. And that is that we want to come alongside the local churches, empower them, equip them, train them, give them a strategy and the tools to go ahead and get the Great Commission fulfilled in their lifetime, in their areas. The other thing that I want to share with you today is that we believe in networking. There's no one organization. There's not one organization that will do it alone. We believe in taking hands and strategic alliances and partnerships and common unity with the body of Christ whenever we go into a specific geographical area or amongst a people group to share the gospel with them. And then God has also blessed us with tremendous tools that we use in our ministry. We are using gospel literature with a clear presentation of the gospel message. We are using material like the Heart of Man material, and one of our workers is calling it the Africa Bazooka. It's a weapon of mass destruction in terms of Africa evangelization. So we're using Heart of Man material, and these are flip charts and pictures showing the condition of a sinner's heart and then telling people how to accept the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. But then I want to share with you that these tools are so effective. It's powerful tools to see what God is doing, especially through these tools. I was in East Africa not so long ago, and we had a conference with 26 American pastors who joined us, and we had 1,500 leaders from 7 different Central and East African nations together, and we have equipped them and trained them to take the gospel to their various areas of responsibility. And what is so amazing, one of the people came to us and said to us, one of the key leaders in Tanzania came to me and said, you know what, the Heart of Man material is a powerful, powerful tool when we take the gospel, especially to the Muslim people. And I asked him why. He said that when you take a Bible and you want to read out of the Bible to Muslim people, they feel offended. They turn their backs on you. But when you come with a Heart of Man material, everybody's got a heart. Everyone has got a heart. And then you share the condition of a sinner's heart, and you share the story of how they can accept the Lord Jesus into their lives and how the sin will depart from their lives. This was awesome to hear that this is a most powerful tool among the Muslim people. Another testimony that I've heard while being in East Africa recently is one of our leaders in Uganda. He shared with us at the conference that he started with a very, very small church, and not so long ago he only had about 16 members. And within a few months after adopting the Every Home for Christ method and using the tools that we have that we gave him, this church grew in a couple of months to more than 600 members. This is awesome. This is the best church growth method that I've ever heard of, to see when people are doing a home-to-home visit and they're taking the gospel where the people are, from village to village and from people group to people group, and they take that response and people are just coming to the church and be members of that specific church who do the outreach. So I want to share with you today this, that God is doing something amazingly. It's good, doing something so great in the continent of Africa. God showed us it's going to become a continent of light without any doubt. And this is our method. Our method is to take the gospel to where the people are. Our method is to equip the local people and the local churches and the local leadership with the know-how and with the strategy and with the necessary tools to come alongside them. Every Home for Christ, and I want you to remember this, Every Home for Christ is not a church. We are an organization serving the body of Christ, serving the church, in order for the church to be empowered to reach every home and village in this continent at this point in time. I read at the beginning of my discussion with you, I read the front page of my report. 746,647 people came to the Lord in one year. And that's not all. In that specific year, we have seen 3,022 churches planted in all of these 28 nations that we are working in. We have seen people, 7,070,385 people that has been personally witnessed to. This is an awesome harvest. We are living in times that God is doing some wonderful things. We are also seeing in our ministry the transformation of many nations. We see what God is doing. It's Africa season. And I want you as our supporters, our prayer and financial supporters, to really come alongside us. And I want to first of all say thank you for your support in the past. Thank you for supporting us and helping us in accomplishing what God has called us to do in the continent of Africa. But I also want you to pray for us. I also want you to support us for the future. Our needs are great. We need to reach out to these people that has never heard the gospel once. We need to visit these areas, the avoided, the neglected areas, all in all of these 28 nations with the gospel of Jesus. We need to equip the local people. We need to empower them. We need to give them a plan and a strategy. We need to supply them with tools. In Africa, we don't have a problem with manpower. Wherever you go, people are available. They want to be part of it. They want to be trained as pioneer missionaries. They want to go out and sharing the gospel to their neighbors and to their villages and to the homes and to the huts where the people live. But the main thing that we need today is we need your support in order to equip these people with the tools that's needed. We need millions of pieces of gospel literature. We need tens of thousands of Heart of Man material. We need training kits to equip these local pastors. We need bicycles to put our pioneer missionaries and our focus leaders on bicycles. We need Bibles. We need material. We need vehicles for our main leaders, for our national and hub leaders. Those are the leaders who are responsible for one or two or three nations at a time. We need vehicles. They need mobility. We need facilities, training facilities. God has just recently spoken to my heart to trust Him to put up these training facilities all over Africa, so that people, when they come to the Lord, that we will be able to preserve the harvest, that we will set up disciple schools and follow-up schools to look after this massive harvest that is happening in the continent of Africa. And I really want to plead today, make a plea to you as our supporters, as our donors, as our prayer partners, to really support us and come alongside us, to partner with us. If you feel that God's speaking into your heart and you want to be part of what God's doing in Africa, we want you to be in touch with us and communicate with us and come and adopt and equip, help equipping the people in Africa so that we can reach this continent from left top to right bottom without leaving out one family unit. This is the passion of my heart today. And I want to say again, thank you so much for your wonderful support. Thank you for what you're allowing us to do. And we want to extend our programs throughout Africa. We want to be involved in more humanitarian programs like the Australian supported program in Northern Malawi, food security program, HIV/AIDS program, skills development program, literacy programs. We want to be involved also, not only in taking the gospel to the people, but we want to be involved in touching the needs of the people through humanitarian activities. And I want to thank you today for listening to me, and I want to pray for you that God will bless you and open your hearts and allow you to be part of this massive harvest in Africa. And it would be great to come for you to come and visit us, for you to come and join us. You're more than welcome to come and see for yourself what the Lord is doing in the continent. And I'm so privileged to speak to you today and say thank you for your support for yesterday. But also please help us to get the gospel to every family unit throughout this continent and helping us to make this continent a continent of light. May God bless you today. Thank you for listening to me on this tape. And I pray God's richest blessing on you, your family, your business, and whatever you are busy with. Please remind yourself that Jesus is Lord, and He wants you to be involved in bringing in the harvest and in fulfilling the Great Commission at a time such as this. God bless you, and we love you.